Well, Victorians are set to ring in the new year on high alert about a growing COVID-19 outbreak across suburban Melbourne. There are now 8 cases of community transmission in Victoria. They all have a direct or indirect link to a restaurant in the Melbourne suburb of Blackrock. But there are warnings that case numbers may grow as the contacts of those cases are traced. The new cases have prompted swift action. Gatherings in private homes have been limited, masks are again mandatory indoors, and borders will be shut to the entire state of New South Wales from midnight tomorrow. While Western Australia's again imposing a dramatic early response, requiring quarantine for all travellers from Victoria. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's exactly what Victorians didn't want to hear. Jacinta Allen is Victoria's acting premier. She reports that case numbers are on the rise and restrictions are back in force.
This is not an easy choice. Closing borders, putting in place restrictions is never an easy choice to make.
She says after the year that's been, she can understand Victorians wanting to get together and celebrate.
Unfortunately, the virus doesn't expire at midnight tonight and we have to remain vigilant and we have to do everything we possibly can to lock in the situation we have here in Victoria.
Victorians who are currently on holiday in New South Wales now have until midnight tomorrow to return home or face mandatory hotel quarantine after that deadline.
We understand that there's no doubt there's thousands, possibly tens of thousands of people who are in New South Wales. However, we have been sending a very strong message for the best part of a week and a half, 10 days now, to think very carefully about their travel to New South Wales.
Jacinta Allen says gatherings in private homes will be limited to 15 people from tonight and masks must be worn indoors. The latest cases are all linked to a Thai restaurant in the Melbourne Bayside suburb of Blackrock. 70 people who are close contacts of those cases are now in isolation. Health Minister Martin Foley says Victorians have come too far to let their guard down now.
This is a very serious situation. Victorians who have sacrificed so much are not going to go back to a situation where we faced what we did in the past winter. We are ahead of this. We need to stay ahead of it.
Professor Nancy Baxter is the head of the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health. She says there are a number of factors about the emerging Melbourne cluster that are of concern.
These people weren't together in a group. They were at least 2 different tables. So it highlights the fact that this is an airborne virus. When you spend time indoors in fairly closed spaces with poor ventilation for relatively long periods of time, that's where there's the greatest risk of transmission.
Have the right measures been put in place to counteract what's happened?
I think that there have been actions taken that seem proportionate. I think that it'll all become much clearer in the next week or so, but I would say for the next day or two, it makes sense to really encourage folks to come and get tested, to reduce the number of people that can come together for New Year's Eve celebrations, to bring in mask mandates again. I think it is all unfortunate timing in terms of being over the holidays. I'm not sure if they might have made stricter recommendations if been another time period.
Other states are watching the numbers in New South Wales and Victoria closely. The South Australian government is closing its border to travellers from New South Wales from tonight. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says returning South Australians will need to isolate for 14 days when they return. But he says at this stage, no changes have been made to the border arrangements with Victoria.
We'll continue to monitor it, but at this stage, there are no changes whatsoever to the arrangements with Victoria.
Queensland is also waiting and watching. The Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is urging Queenslanders travelling to Victoria or New South Wales to reassess and stay put if they can. The Northern Territory has declared all of Greater Sydney as a hotspot, meaning any travellers from there will soon have to go into supervised quarantine at their own expense. Western Australia's Health Minister Roger Cook has announced WA will once again shut its border with Victoria from midnight tonight.
Travel from Victoria will no longer be permitted unless you are an exempt traveller. The list of exemptions will be the same as New South Wales. But we also realise this will cause some inconvenience to Western Australians who have gone to Victoria for Christmas and need to return home. And we don't want them to get caught out. So they will be dealt with on a compassionate basis, case by case, by WA Police, to do what we can to help them out.
Anyone who's arrived in WA from Victoria since the 21st of December will now have to self-isolate for 14 days.
Rachel Mealy reporting.